beautiful faces. It's me, Sunny, and welcome back to another episode of Talk About It with Sunny Morrison. I am your host, Sunny Morrison, and if this is your first time tuning into my podcast, thank you for joining me. I provide topic discussion content where we talk about what everyone is thinking about. I'll bring on special guests and co-hosts so that they can share their knowledge and their expertise, and I will share audio pertaining to the topic that we are discussing. So if you like content like this, be sure to tune in weekly for a new episode. So let's start the show. Today's show was brought to you by Fashion Reboot, a sustainable pre-owned, pre-loved online boutique specializing in vintage, retro, modern-day brands, and unique styles. Visit them at fashionreboot.store. Even if we know with our heads that someone has died, it can be hard to believe that someone important is not coming back and is no longer here. It also is very common to feel the presence of someone who has died. And for me, I lost my brother, or my brother transitioned flesh and bone 2 years ago, and his presence has been, well, were very heavy at the time. I haven't been feeling him lately, but my nephew just recently transitioned and I have been feeling him quite often. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about dealing with grief, and we are going to talk about the stages of grief when losing a loved one. Let's talk about it right now. Welcome back to another episode of Talk About It with Sunny Morrison. I want to thank you all for tuning in again. And today we are going to talk about something that I think a lot of us try to shy away from. And that is, of course, losing a loved one, death, dying, dealing with losing a loved one, dealing with death, dealing with dying. How are we going to have this closure in our lives by no longer seeing this person flesh and bone in our lives, and how we are to open up our portal in our hearts and spiritual to connect to them on the spirit, in the spiritual realm, to know when they are in our presence, because they're always in our presence. Sometimes they tend to linger, and then sometimes they will be in our presence for a certain amount of days, and then they will go on to where they go. You know, we have to understand first that we are all souls. We are spiritual souls living a human experience. We're inside of a human body, which is the flesh and the bone. But the soul and the spirit side of us continues to live. You know, we're energy beings, we are frequencies, and so therefore we are always going to be there. It's just we're not going to be there in the flesh, in the bone that we're used to seeing each other in. And I know this is something that a lot of us may not be aware of, may not believe in, may not be into it, but you really have to understand and research and start pulling yourself in that direction to understand this game that we're in called life. We have to start doing our own research so that we can have a better understanding of why we are here and what our purpose of being on this other planet, this other soul that we live on, which is planet Earth. And this is just a great ball of energy, planet Earth. And it is a soul because it is, it's living, it's living, you know, and it has energy. So we need to understand that being on this planet is also a part of who we are. And we all need to start trying to figure out what it is that we need to do in our life, why we were put on this planet and why we were put, you know, here. And why do we have an exit point, you know? So I'm not going to go into so much of that on the show. I will do that eventually. But today I am going to talk about the grief side of it, because when we lose loved ones, it's hard. And even though it's something that we know is going to happen, but it's hard. And I think I talked about my nephew last season, you know, because he had been in the hospital and then there was a lot of issue and drama going on with his kid's mother and all of that other stuff. But he since recently transitioned flesh and bone. But his soul and his spirit, it's still here. And right now, I do believe that he's traveling. He's doing a lot of things that he just was not able to do or didn't think to do. And he's really, to be honest, living his best life to me, from my presence of him. But they're still grieving. They're still grief. Let me say it like that. There's still grief coming for me. I have a sense of closure, of peace with him, because I was there with him during the time of his journey of recovering from pneumonia and being in the hospital for like 4 or 5 months. After flatlining for 7 minutes. So he has actually transitioned once, twice. So he transitioned and then he got back into his body and he came back. And then when he came back, he went into an induced coma by the hospital, and they kept him induced for like maybe 3 months so that they can get all of his organs back to working and pumping and being normal again. Then when he finally was able to come out of that coma, he really wasn't, to me, in my opinion, his 100% self, mental-wise. He can still understand. He knew who everyone was. He just really had like a childlike soul, you know. And because he had a trach in his throat, he couldn't speak, he couldn't talk. But just knowing the journey that he went on, being in the hospital, watching him, you know, along with my other family members, and just watching how he was trying his best to fight. But then there was a part of him that I felt like he only came back just to see us one more time and then wanted to exit. Because maybe when he exited for those 7 minutes, he probably saw something that was better for him on the other side or in that spiritual realm. But so I know I'm going all through this, but I'm really trying to get to the point of the grieving, where when you have been with someone through their journey of healing, or even if they wasn't on a journey of healing and the person just transitioned untimely, like out of nowhere, it's hard for us to accept it, or it's hard for us to understand that this is going to happen, and we're never prepared for it. We're never prepared for it emotionally. We're never prepared for it mentally, physically, even financially. So the grief part is more of the emotional side of it that we're not prepared for, because some people get so deep into depression when it comes to a loved one transitioning. And I think if we understood the death or the exit point of us souls and spiritual beings, to know that the body is not who we are, it's the soul and the spirit. Like I'm speaking to you now, this is the soul and the spirit speaking to you. I'm just in the body. The soul and the spirit is just in this body. So when we understand how everything works, I think it'll give us a better expectant or emotional side of it. Not saying that we'll just be numb and we won't show any emotions, but we will be a little more grounded. So I'm going to quickly go through stages of grief, because I did the research for you so you don't have to, but I always recommend that you do your own research so that you can find some other information pertaining to this topic. But the information I compiled, it is called Understanding the Five Stages of Grief. There are so many different stages, but I compiled five stages, and you might have heard of these five stages, but what are they? And does grief really follow in a set of time frame? Does it go in different in the order of these stages, or does it just happen according to the way you're feeling? So that was my question, is do the five stages happen in order? And I don't think they do. But those five stages would be denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. And you might hear people say things like, oh, I've moved on from denial, and now I think I'm entering the angry stage. But sometimes that isn't the case. People can experience these aspects of grief at different times, and they do not happen in one particular order. So it doesn't matter if it's you're angry first, or if you're guilty first, or if you get depressed first. It doesn't matter. It's just these are the stages that you are going to go through. You might not experience all of the stages, and then you might find feelings are quite different with different bereavements. So we all have, you know, different ways of grieving. Some people grieve by cutting everybody off. Some people grieve by attacking everybody vocally, emotionally, verbally, you know, and saying things to other people because they're angry at the fact that their loved one has transitioned flesh and bone. Some people go into denial, like they don't believe that happened. Like, I can't believe it. I can't believe that that person is gone or that person transitioned. Nope, I don't believe it. Like, when you tell them, they'll say, no, I don't believe it. Maybe they got the wrong person, or maybe, are you sure? Like, they're questioning, or it's a denial fact. So these are the five stages of grief. Denial is one of them. So you're feeling numb. It's very common in the early days of your bereavement. Some people at first carry on as if nothing has happened. That's another way. Like, they just kind of mask it. Like, they're in denial that this has happened. Even if we know with our hearts that someone has transitioned, it can be hard to believe that someone important is not coming back. It is also very common to feel the presence of someone who has died, which is what I talked about in the beginning. And it's very true. Like, the presence of someone that has transitioned. And when I say transition, I'm using that word as equivalent to die. Sometimes I'll say die, sometimes I'll say transition. But yeah, sometimes you will feel the presence of that person if you understand the soul and the spiritual side of you. The power that we all have is to know when a person who has transitioned from that body, they are here. The other stage is anger. It is completely natural emotions. It is definitely a natural emotion, and it's very natural after someone transition. That can seem cruel when someone passes. Like, you get angry and you feel like it's unfair, especially when you feel someone has died before their time, or something happened to them that shouldn't have happened to them, and you try to figure out, well, why did that happen to them? That person was nice. That person was, you know, good. Or if someone who had a family member, child, husband, spouse, who was very nice, and that person died that is connected to that person, then you feel like, why did that happen to that person, for that person to lose their child, that person to lose their mother, their father, their son? You know, you start to feel angry about that. And it's common to feel angry towards the person who has passed, or angry at ourselves for things we did or didn't do before they passed. And then sometimes we get angry with our creator when the person passes, because we feel like, why this person had to pass. Like, I thought the Most High or the creator, you know, protect the good and do this and do that. So we start getting angry spiritually as well. But remember, we are spirits. We are souls in a human body. We're just living a human experience. That's all. But we do. We start getting mad at ourselves for things we did to the person or the things we didn't do before they passed. So if you had an argument, so I'm going to use my example with my brother, and I'm going to make this really quick. Me and my brother, we got into an confrontation over the phone through text, and we were going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and it was over something another sibling started. The other sibling don't live here, came down to visit, but whenever they come down, they always cause problems, and then they leave. They came down, did exactly that, caused the problem, and him and I got into it over something that the family member did. That family member started. So him and I going back and forth through text, just going off on each other. Then I hear maybe a week after him and I was going at it, because we never picked up the phone to try to reconcile, both of us being stubborn. And then I hear a week after that, he was sick. But he was still out and about, moving around, doing his business, running around while he was sick. And then when I found out that he was sick, I also found out that he kind of passed out from the sickness, but then, you know, didn't want them to call the 911 or rescue or whatever. So he was trying to fight it. And I started thinking to myself that maybe my brother was waiting to speak to me before he transitioned, because his soul and his spirit knew that he was getting ready to leave that body. But I think he was waiting for me and him and I to kind of patch things up. But he wouldn't pick up the phone. I wouldn't pick up the phone. And then a couple days later, he transitioned in his sleep. And I felt horrible, horrible. But because I have that spiritual soul connection, understanding with him, or knowing who I am inside and the God that's in me, I know that I was able to speak to him when he transitioned out the body, and he was giving me all the signs and talking to me in the ways that I understood. And he kept telling me he wasn't upset with me, he wasn't mad with me, he loved me, all of that. So that's just to say about that, we have to understand that when we are angry at ourselves when a loved one passes, I recommend to try to reconcile whatever differences you have, whatever grudges you're holding on with a loved one. Just call them up, say what you have to say, and just leave it at that. You know, you don't have to call them every day if you don't feel like it, and you guys get back on the phone and be, oh, kumbaya or whatever, even if you're still not, if you're still upset about the situation, but you still want to reconcile and just push that to the side and push that in the back and just move forward. At least you know that you called, you wanted to make amends, and you got peace. The end of the day is peace and love. So you want to make sure that's what you do. The next one is bargaining. Bargaining. B-A-R-G-A-I-N-I-N-G. Bargaining. So when we are in pain, it's sometimes hard to accept that there's nothing we can do to change what just happened. So we try to bargain. So bargaining is when we start to make deals with ourselves, or perhaps with the Most High. If we're religious or if we're spiritual, we'll try to start bargaining with God. We want to believe that if we act in particular ways, we will feel better. You know, it's also common to find ourselves going over and over things that happened in the past and asking a lot of what if I did this and what if I did that, and oh, I coulda, woulda, shoulda, if I woulda did that, then maybe that wouldn't have happened. Wishing we could go back and change things in the hopes that things could have turned out differently. What if I would have picked up the phone and called him? Would that have saved him? What if I just went over there and apologized? You know what I mean? I start thinking like that. Like, if I would have picked up the phone and called him, you know, because he's my older brother. I'm the youngest. So what if I should have just picked the phone up? What if I would have just picked the phone up and call him and say, hey, brother, I'm sorry. Listen, we're all good or whatever. Or just go over there. And when I found out that he was sick, I should have went over. I just was going through all that. That's the bargaining side of it, you know. But even if I did go over there and talk to him and say I'm sorry, I still feel wholeheartedly in my heart that his soul and his spirit knew that they was getting ready to leave that body. They were getting ready to go on another spiritual journey. The other stage is depression. Now, I didn't get depressed, but I did get sad. The same with my nephew. I didn't get depressed, but I did get sad. And I'm still sad because my nephew transitioned October 15th. So a whole month is about to come around. We are already November 10th. So in 5 days, it'll be a month that my nephew has transitioned. So sadness and longing, feeling down are what we think of most often when we think about grief. And this pain can be very intense and it can come in waves over many months or many years, because I know a lady who lost her son to suicide and she had gotten so depressed she had to leave her job. She had to resign because she just could not do it. She wouldn't come in. She would miss days. If she came to work, she would go to lunch and wouldn't come back. If she come to work, she's just sitting in the office and she's just in a daze. She's crying. She's like angry, cussing everybody out. It was really bad. She was to the point where we were concerned about her, you know, possibly doing something to herself. But the waves of the depression, it comes and it goes, and it can go over many months and years and over a period of time. Life can feel like it no longer holds any meaning, which can be very, very scary for some people. It really can. Losing someone can cause someone to lose their life, because sometimes some people get so depressed where they feel like they have nothing to live for when that person has transitioned. And so if that person can't be with them physically, then they feel like they have no purpose here. So that spirit and that soul in that body has connected themselves to that soul that left the body. They rather get out of that body and go be with the soul that left. The other stage is acceptance, which is the fifth stage. And as I mentioned before, that grief comes in waves. Like, it'll come, it'll go up, it'll go high, it'll go low, or it'll just kind of balance itself out, then it'll come right back around. And it comes in these waves. It can feel like nothing will ever be right again. But gradually, most people that find the pain can find the pain to be easier over time. Some people do. It will ease, and it's possible to accept what has happened over time. Some people will come to a closure to accept the fact that, you know, this person has transitioned, because maybe the acceptance would be, okay, they're no longer suffering in that body. They're no longer unhappy, you know, in that body, you know. And we may never get over the passing of someone. You know, we just won't get over it. But we can learn to live again eventually. Some of us can. Most of us can, while keeping the memories of those we have lost close to us. And what I mean by keeping the memories, you know, find an area in your home and create a memory area of them. Some people call it a shrine. Some people call it, you know, putting their name up to the Most High and just keeping their spirit around and keeping their spirit alive. And when I say find a corner, you can create a corner and you can put like a picture of them, and then you can put something of them, like maybe their coffee mug that they used to drink out of, or put a flower, especially if someone is cremated, you can take the ashes and put the ashes in the flower, because remember, earth is a soul itself. So whatever you plant in the earth, it is going to grow. So you are keeping the spirit and the soul of that loved one alive with you through that plant and through the earth. So you can do something like that. You can find maybe their favorite hat or favorite pair of shoes. If you and that loved one used to like to go fishing, you know, go fishing. And when you go fishing, take the rod, put his rod or her rod out and leave the rod there, you know, so that they can be there to fish with you. So you have to make the soul and the spirit of your loved one, the presence of them still live through their belongings, through you, through your memories, everything. And people may look at you like you losing your mind and you going nuts or you going crazy. Okay, so what? But you feel what you feel. And you see a lot of people on the street right now today. A lot of those people are souls and their spirits, and they are talking to other souls and spirits. We look at them and go, oh, they're crazy. But a lot of us don't understand who we are first. We have to know who we are. We are spiritual soul beings living a human experience. That is what we're doing. We have so much power, so much knowledge, but we want to experience the knowledge. We want to experience everything that we know. We want to experience the power, the powers that we have. So whenever you feel down, you feel sad, you know, with your loved one or someone that was very close to you, whether it was a family member, whether it was a coworker, a friend, a neighbor, and you were very close to them enough where you feel them and you're trying to understand it, then just for me to say this to you guys, just talk to them. Just call out their name and tell them how your day was, even though they can see. And then sometimes they may not be able to see what your day was because they're doing their things too now. But you want to be able to accept the transition of a loved one. And the way you accept that is by creating a memory platform or creating a memory routine for those that have passed on. So if any of you have experienced any loss in your family or any recent loss, or loss for that matter, you know, my condolences to you all. Always talk to the Most High if you need guidance on your feelings as well. But just understand they are in our presence, you know. Some of them are on earth for like 40 to 49 days before they actually go on to wherever it is that they are going to. You know, but then they will visit you. They'll visit you in your space. They'll visit you more in your dreams. So if you're a person that dreams and can remember that dream, when you wake up, write that dream down. Get you a dream journal and just write it down. And they'll talk to you. They'll come to you. They'll talk to you. They'll give you all the information that you need. So I hope this episode gave you some sense of comfort, some sense of calmness when it comes to dealing with grief and the stages of grief. And like I said, there's more than five stages. There's a lot of stages. So do your research to find out what are the other stages. But definitely these stages are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance are like the first five stages that most of us deal with. So I really, really hope you guys enjoy today's episode. And again, if any of you have had any recent loss, my condolences to you and your family. We'll all get through this. Peace, love, and happiness to you all. And always have hope, and it's helping other people every day and holding on to positive energy. Until the next time, you'll hear me in the next episode. Have a sunny day.